Hey guys, it's Kelly K. Walker, the Queen of Manifesting. And last week, I talked about how the vibrational frequency of fear can be bad for your health, since I'm pretty sure it led me to catch COVID, because it is the same frequency as viruses. You attract what you are a match for, so fear is definitely something we don't want to be a vibrational match for, or any of the lower vibrating frequencies on the emotional chart. Today, I want to talk about fear and how it has resulted in some less than ideal manifestations over the course of my life. So sit back, relax, take notes if you need to, and let's talk about fear today.
You're listening to the Queen of Manifesting Podcast. Welcome to the Queendom. In this podcast, the Queen of Manifesting herself, Kelly Walker, will teach you how to manifest everything you need to live your purpose at a higher level. And now, your Queen, Kelly Walker.
All right. Thank you for that awesome intro. You guys, I love my intro. Can I just say? All right. So I want to start out this episode on fear by giving a huge shout out to my guardian angels. Okay. Because without them, I know I would be dead in a ditch somewhere by now, because I have made some really terrible decisions in my life during times of fear. We all need to be really grateful for all the angels and ancestors that are watching over us and saving our butts when we are really stupid. Most of the stupid things I have done in my life were in some way related to fear. And though I have manifested some pretty crappy things as a result, luckily I survived those incidents, which I'm 100% sure is because I have some really busy and some really exhausted guardian angels. So I'm going to tell you a few stories of fear-based stupidity. And hopefully you still like me at the end of this episode and don't think I'm an idiot. All right. When I was in high school, I had a cute little orange Volkswagen Rabbit, and I loved it. One day, I was driving somewhere with my little brother, and we were passing by the Kansas Expo Center. Now, if you're not familiar with it, the Kansas Expo Center was the hub of all important events in Topeka, Kansas, where I grew up. It was there that I saw Heart in concert. I saw Aerosmith in concert. And I was even an extra in a Hulk Hogan movie at the Kansas Expo Center. It was a hotbed of exciting moments. And on this particular day, my brother and I added another exciting moment to our list. My brother, while I was driving, pointed something out over by the Expo Center as we were passing along the back side of it, on the back road. Neither one of us remember what it is now, because I asked him and he doesn't remember either, but it was something apparently very noteworthy. And interesting enough, for me to stop my car in the middle of the street so we could get a better look at whatever it was that was so riveting. Now, I know that sounds crazy and dangerous to stop in the middle of a street to gape at something, but it was Topeka in the 1980s. There was no traffic on that street in the afternoon, and we were the only car in sight in either direction. At least we had been when I first stopped the car. As we were focused on whatever fascinating thing we were looking at, another car had started coming up from behind at normal traffic speed. And like an idiot, I'm looking off into the field behind the Expo Center and did not see this car until it was almost on me and honked. Luckily, it honked. I look into my rearview mirror and I see this car barreling towards my back bumper, and I panic. Panic turns us into idiots, especially me. A smart response at this point would have been to hit the gas and get out of his way. A less smart response, and also a less dumb response than what I ended up going with, would have been to at least take my foot off the brake. But the response I went with was absolutely idiotic. I jammed both my feet on the brakes and braced for impact. And boy, was it an impact. He hit us so hard that even with me stomping on my brakes as hard as I could, he pushed our car several feet forward. Luckily, cars were a lot sturdier back then, and so no serious damage was done, and also no humans were injured. But the driver of that other car was understandably furious at me because I literally did the stupidest thing possible in that situation. I panicked in fear and made the worst choice ever. By the way, we just saw Dune a few weeks ago, which is one of my favorite books. And I've seen, I think, every version of Dune that's been made. But you guys, when Jessica says fear is the mind killer, she is not wrong. Fear turns your brain into idiot jelly. So I love that saying, fear is the mind killer, because it really is. So luckily, my guardian angels saved us during that incident. I think they also saved us from that guy getting out and beating the crap out of me, because, oh my gosh, he was mad at me. So another time, this time I'm about probably 30, and I'm leaving for work. I get into my car that I have then, a green Pontiac Grand Am, which was the first car I ever bought with my own money, so I totally loved it. And it had power locks. I'd never had power locks, and I felt so awesome that I could just lock my car when anybody was walking by and I was scared or nervous. I would push one button and every door would lock. I loved this about my car. So on this particular hot summer morning, I'm getting in my car to go to work, and my alternator had started to act funny sometimes. And so every now and then the power would do something really weird. Well, on this day, the electrical connection apparently came loose just as I turned the key. So I found myself not only unable to start my car, but also unable to exit my car because turning the key triggers the automatic locks. So I am now in a car that won't start. It won't even click. It won't do anything. And my door's locked. In my sudden claustrophobia-induced panic, my brain once again shut off all common sense and devolved into idiot jelly. I start screaming and pounding on the window, hoping someone will hear me and come help me. In fact, a jogger ran by, and he ran like right along my bumper, super close to me. But he did not see or hear the hysterical woman beating on her car window, screaming her lungs out. Now, at this point in the morning, it was already pretty hot inside the car with the windows up. And I realized with horror that I would probably die of heat stroke right there in my own driveway. Well, thanks to my guardian angels, I'm sure, my husband notices that he had never heard my car start. So he comes and looks out the window and sees me having a complete breakdown. So he comes outside, and as I see him walking towards the car, I scream, "Go get your keys and unlock my door." So he looks at me funny and makes the roll down the window motion at me. And I look at him in confusion, blinking incoherently as my brain starts buffering. Wait a second. I don't have power windows. I only have power locks. I had a window crank that all I had to do was grab and turn, and I could have had fresh air crawled out of my window or reached the lock on the outside myself with my own car keys. But my brain had shut off in panic. In fact, I was well on my way towards manifesting one of the things I feared the most, a claustrophobic-related death. You guys, I have struggled with claustrophobia for many, many years, and I just was on the verge of manifesting a claustrophobic death, which is horrifying. Luckily, my husband was smarter than me and helped me escape my claustrophobic death. And we got the alternator fixed after that so that I did not have to worry about getting trapped in my car again because I'm stupid. So last month, actually now it's 2 months ago, in October, something really weird happened that, again, made me a complete idiot in fear. So I'm sitting at my desk working and my phone rings and the number just says Alta, which is a city here in Utah. And I think to myself, well, I know a few people in Alta. I guess I'll answer it. Because usually I don't. If I don't know the number, 50% of the time I just let it go to voicemail. So I pick up the phone and I hear a woman crying hysterically and trying to say something. I have no idea what she's saying. She's crying so hard it makes no sense. So I ask her to repeat it like 3 or 4 times. Finally, I hear the word accident. And then I try to figure out who it is. Now, with the crying, it's unintelligible, right? And I can't tell what they're saying. And I can't even tell if they're American at this point because it doesn't really even sound like English. So I think about it for a second and I realize I have a client from Germany that lives in Alta now. And she has a pretty strong German accent. And I go, oh, light bulb, it's my client, Yvonne. And so I say, is this Yvonne? And she says, yes. And then immediately a man takes the phone and says, in, you know, this very commanding voice, that his name is so-and-so from the Salt Lake Police Department. And he's got, at this point, he says, Ivan. I don't know why he pronounces her name wrong. He says, I've got Ivan in my cruiser. Are you a family member? And I say, no, she's one of my clients. And he said, oh, you're not related to her? And I said, no, she's one of my clients. And he goes, oh, well, are you friends with her? And I said, well, yeah, she's my client, of course. And then it really got weird. This is where it starts to really get weird and scary. He goes, what's your name, ma'am? So I told him my name. And he goes, okay, Kelly, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not actually with the police department. I'm actually in a Mexican drug cartel, and I am here making a very large drug deal. And your friend Ivan came along and interrupted our drug deal. And I need to know if I can trust you to keep her safe. And so at this point, I'm like, well, I don't know what to think. I'm scared. I'm suspicious. I'm panicking. My husband's not home, so I can't like ask another adult, what should I do? So, you know, I go into pretty much full on panic mode. And so he's like, I'm not in the people business, just the drug business. I don't want to traffic her. So if you come get her, I'll let her go. If you come get her. And I was like, okay, so for one thing, my husband had the car that day. So I didn't have any way to go pick her up. So first I tell him that, and then he gets mad and asks me if I'm a really good friend, I will find a way to come get her, because he doesn't want to have to hurt her if I don't show up. So at this point, I'm completely freaking out. So I put my phone down on my desk because I'm scared to hang up. I go look for my son so I can use his phone to call my husband. I tell my son, and he's like, Mom, you need to call the police. So I call my husband, and he's like, Kelly, you need to call the police. And the guy's like, don't call the police or I'll hurt her. So I'm like totally scared and confused. Don't know what to do. Decide, yeah, probably I should call the police. So I call the police, and the first thing they say to me is, did you try calling Yvonne to see if that was really her? No, I did not, because I was an idiot filled with panic, which is what panic does to my brain. It makes me stupid. So, of course, I should have just texted Yvonne while I was on the phone with this maniac and said, Yvonne, are you okay? She would have said yes. But, yeah, I didn't think of that because I was being stupid. So the police asked for Yvonne's number, and I went and got it out of my client database. They called her. She was home fine. They called me back and they said, you know, we get this a lot. We get about 5 of these a day where people, a woman calls on the phone crying, then the guy takes over and they either extort money from you or, you know, or it turns into something ugly, right? And I said, are you serious? 5 a day? He's like, yeah, and it works because people are scared. They don't think straight when they're scared. And I was like, he's proving my point. Totally proving my point. So it happens to everyone. When we get scared, we get stupid. And when we are scared and stupid, we make bad decisions that make us manifest things we don't want. Panic is not our friend, you guys. So here's my challenge. The next time you feel panic setting in, stop. Take a deep breath and just give yourself like a 5-second break so that you can say, wait a minute, is this really what's happening? Could I be panicking? Could I be stupid right now? And do I need to stop and take a beat and ask myself some better questions? If I had shut off the panic for a couple of seconds in any of those situations I just told you about, I would have made much better decisions. Oh my gosh. So let's all work on being just as smart when we're terrified as we are when we are relaxed. Because honestly, I think we're running our guardian angels ragged and they could use a break. Plus, manifesting good things just does not happen when we are living in a state of fear. So let's let go of the fear. When you're feeling panic, stop and take a breath and stop manifesting crazy crap happening in your life, like I have done so many times over the years. All right, that is it for my fear episode. I hope you guys like this. I love sharing the stupid stories of things I've done in the past. I hope you liked them. I would love to hear your crazy stories. If you guys want to share them with me, send me an email, kelly@thequeenofmanifesting.com. I would love to hear them. Now, coming up this New Year's Eve weekend, I have a super awesome event planned. It is 3 days. It starts December 30th, which is a Thursday, and it goes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So we end on New Year's Day. This event is called Evolve, and it is to help you manifest the best year of your life next year. It's going to have a focus on mastering the manifesting formula, identifying and overcoming self-sabotage. We're going to have a huge money section, how to manifest money, and we're going to have a huge health section. So So this event will change your life. It will help you create the best year so far. 2022 will blow your mind. If you come to this event, make a plan, do the cool processes, and change your life. It will be very transformational. The activities we are doing these 3 days are meant to shake things up, get you out of your comfort zone, and get you seeing yourself and your circumstances in a completely different light, which will then help you create the life of your dreams. So if you want to make 2022 the best year ever, check out my website. I'll put the link in the show notes. But also, if you can't click on that, just go to thequeenofmanifesting.com. Don't forget the word thequeenofmanifesting.com. And I will have it at the top of the front page. So please consider coming. It's at the Staybridge Suites Hotel in Lehigh. So you can stay right there at the venue. If you want to fly in, Salt Lake City Airport is the closest airport to the event. And I can't wait to help you change your life. It's going to be amazing. I am so excited. So please consider coming and changing your life for the better next year. All right, that is it for today's episode. I love you guys. Thanks for being part of my journey, and I love being part of yours. Manifest some amazing stuff this week, and I will talk to you next Monday.